Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Wednesday, April the 7th. In the news this morning, overnight ebot prices were May corn up 3.25 cents at 557 and a half, May wheat up a penny and a half at 617, and May beans up 4.25 cents at 1423. Egypt bought some wheat. They bought 290,000 metric tons of Russian wheat, 55 from Ukraine. The U.S. lost out on the business once again. There were really no illusions that the U.S. would get any of that business anyway, but it's always a bit disappointing. We didn't see any new export sales announced this morning. With the exception of that 3 to 4 million metric tons of corn that China bought during the Alaskan summit, we haven't seen any Chinese business in beans and nothing really in corn in weeks and weeks and weeks. Now, the carryout estimates are 1.35 on the corn, down 150 million. Some people think it could be down as low as 1.2. I don't see it being that low. I think they're either going to factor in some of the lack of demand we're seeing out here and make those adjustments. But I think 150 million would sound reasonable. Beans down a million to 119. Wheat up 13 million at 849. A lot of talk this morning about the dryness for the second crop in Brazil, the dryness in particularly North Dakota and some other spots around the country. Nebraska is getting some rain here today. It looks like there are some rains forecast, but we need some more rain out here. It's kind of a delicate balance between needing more rain and getting some of the subsoil moisture and topsoil moisture back up versus getting the corn in the ground. So, you know, as they say, plant in the dust and the bins will bust. We've got the charts. December corn had the gap opening after the report on Wednesday. On Thursday, it kept open higher. It's been 3 days now since we have not filled that gap. Usually they say if a gap isn't filled within 3 days, it's going to be tough to fill it. And with the higher prices here today, unless something dramatically changes, there would be no reason to think that it's going to get filled here today. The funds may take that as a positive sign. It looks like they want to expand their positions in corn, wheat. They're short just a little bit of wheat, so maybe they want to get on the wheat bandwagon out here. The outside markets are relatively quiet. The dollar is steady. Crude oil is down 20 cents a barrel. Dow Jones looks to open 27 lower. Bonds are just a few ticks lower. Silver's down 15 cents. Gold's down $5. So not a lot going on in the outside world. The bean oil was only up 12 ticks overnight, kind of a narrow range considering what we've seen out there. But overall, it seems like the funds want to get a little bit longer in here. And the report looks like it can be friendly on the corn. So I think that's probably going to be the star of the show through the rest of the week. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.